On the football field, the action happens in the blink of an eye. It's like that off the field too when you've been injured. In a split second, your life is changed. Whether on the field or in the courtroom, when you've been injured, you need the right teammates by your side. You need Chase and Boscolo, a law firm willing to protect and fight for your rights. On the football field or in the courtroom, having the right team determines whether you win or lose. When injuries change your life, call Chase and Boscolo, trial lawyers that care.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees? Check. Loaner cars and free car washes? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman, Kia of Alexandria. Let's ride together.
Hey guys, what's up? This is Josh Norman.
This is Joe Gibbs.
You listen to Redskins Talk
with J.P. Finley.
What up, everybody? Redskins Talk, the podcast, is here. I am JP Finley. We got a big show today. It's officially the off season when we're all in the office, kind of bugging our superiors to try to figure out what our plans are for the next 3 months.
That's not me. That's JP bugging the superiors.
Well, Chick Hernandez is here. Go ahead and say hi, Mr. Chick.
I'm just, you know, here along for the ride.
All right.
Just a good soldier.
We got Mitch Tischler here. Say hi, Mitchell.
Hello.
Local celebrity, of course. We even have Pete Haley here, who's is very clear instructions how much he's supposed to talk. Say hi, Pete.
Sup.
And then, of course, because we can't bug the king of the castle, our guy Rich Tandler is at home on his Lazy Boy recording from Ashburn. Is that correct, Mr. Tandler?
It is correct. I don't think, doesn't sound like there'd be room for me in the podcast studio anyway.
I could sit on your lap, Rich.
Wow.
All right.
Wouldn't be the first time.
We'd kick Pete out.
Clearly Pete would go, and it's time to mute Pete's microphone.
Yeah.
Mitch, you're on it.
Yeah. All right. Done.
Okay. Lots to discuss. I want to start by we're honestly trying to figure out our podcast schedule kind of going forward. You know, it was not easy, but there was a natural flow in the season because we would do a post-game pod, we would do a Wednesday pod, and then we'd do a Friday pod before the next game. Now that the games are over, Tandler and I aren't hanging out every weekend like we used to.
What?
So I know, it's a real shame. So I believe where we can, we're going to have a Monday morning podcast for you guys, but more often than not, we're going to have a podcast ready for you Monday afternoon. So your PM commute, your evening ride home on Monday will be when we are in your earbuds talking to you.
Also nice. Tuesday AM.
And Tuesday AM. I mean, you can listen to these whenever you want, really. But yeah. I'm just telling you when they're going to become available. So we'll be doing at least two per week. So expect Mondays and Wednesdays. And whenever news breaks, Tandler, what do we do?
Emergency podcast.
Emergency podcast.
The siren and the flashing lights go on, and we jump on it.
That's right, exactly.
Whether it's at 4 a.m., in which case I'd be calling JP about it, or at 10 p.m., in which case JP would be calling me about it.
That's true. If I'm answering the phone at 4 a.m., Tandler, do not put me on a podcast, man, because I'm going to be in a different mental state of affairs.
That voice is going to be
it's going to be Susan Plachette. Suzanne Plachette.
Lord.
I don't know who that is.
Nobody knows that, right?
Brenda Vaccaro.
I do.
Broderick Crawford. They're all old school, dude. Sorry.
You've still yet to name anybody that
I know. Yeah, dude. That guy.
How about JT the Brick?
Richard Crawford? Wasn't he a Skins corner for a little while?
Yes. Kenny Vaccaro, Saints safety.
Pete.
There it is.
Bye, right, everyone.
Pete.
Pete's muted.
And Pete's not muted.
All right, so still plenty of podcasts. We're also going to do as many bonus podcasts as we can when we get players, when we get coaches, when we talk to alumni. Lots of fun stuff coming your way. I also, Mr. Chick, do you want to tell the folks the good news?
About Redskins 100?
100.
100?
Yeah, tell them.
Sorry, I'm at that hip. I'm just speaking correct English.
We're just happy your hips are okay.
We're going to have two shows a week during the off season. So we are not slowing down. In fact, we're actually amping up because during the regular season it was one show.
Yeah.
Now we're going to have two shows a week. When they're going to take place, just stay tuned to your local listings of JP and I's Twitter, and you'll find out pretty quickly. But usually Tuesday and Thursdays are the days when Redskins 100 will pop up, and we'll have B. Mitch on board special guests and some Skypers will come in as well.
Yeah, and I tell you what, if you're listening, we get Skype guests on that show every show, and it's a lot of fun. We have good conversations. My boy Richmond John came on today, yeah. and we talked, you know, Kirk Cousins, Jay Gruden, whatever. If you guys are interested in Skyping in, hit me up on Twitter or Facebook, whatever. You can email me, James.Finley@NBCUNI. We're up for guests. We're going to need them, man.
We're really going to need them because we had a guy on today named Chris Farley. So go figure.
All right. So good news. Plenty more podcasts. Plenty more Redskins 100. All that's coming your guys' way. Let's get down to business, gentlemen.
Business.
We have talked. All right. Taylor and I did a complete podcast after Jay Gruden's end of year press conference last year. And Mitch was there, clearly.
I thought so, yeah. I saw the video.
By that.
Yeah.
And then after Kirk Cousins, wasn't a press conference, but his radio event on last Friday at Jam and Java at Kirkapalooza is what we've determined.
Yeah, Kirkapalooza is nice.
We did another podcast, Tandler, Mitch, and I, where that was the jumpiest I've ever seen Mitch. I legitimately was worried he was going to strangle me.
I was frustrated.
Yeah, all right.
I was ready to get heated. I'm ready to go again. Let's go.
We keep getting Mitch in these situations where he's pissed off, and I don't know if it's good for business or bad for business.
It's like Dr. David Banner. You don't want to see Mitch pissed off.
I know, dude. That's a reference I got. Ding, 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 ding.
Thank you.
Okay, so we've talked ad nauseum about what Jay said and what Kirk said. In the meantime, Jay Gruden went on the coach's show with Redskins TV, and he talked a little bit about Kirk Cousins playing on a one-year deal. We all know that Kirk is comfortable playing on a one-year deal. Right, gentlemen?
No question.
Mitchell?
Why wouldn't he?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. Tandler?
Lucrative one-year deals, yeah.
Indeed. Gruden doesn't want it anymore. Gruden's had enough of it. Pete, roll the audio.
I think something has to be done. I personally don't want to go through another one-year deal and just one year. I think you want to have a quarterback in here that's going to be here, and hopefully that is Kirk. And if not, we have to move on and do what we have to do as an organization. But for the most part, the great quarterbacks are in the same system for year in and year out, and they're developing in that system. We're not holding our breath every March and April waiting for the guy. But if that's the case, that's the case. But we like Kirk and his development. He's played well at times, without a doubt, proving that he's a good starting NFL quarterback.
There's a lot to unpack from the Jay-Kirk relationship, and it seems like since that Giant game and since Jay's presser where he wouldn't say that Kirk was great.
Is there a lot to unpack?
That's what I'm going to ask.
Okay.
So let's start with Tandler because he's on the phone, and it's easiest to go to the phones first. RT, what the hell's going on?
Well, I'd say there could be a few different things at work here. First, you know, I would say to Jay, perhaps the old Rolling Stones song, you can't always get what you want. You know, yes, he might not want Kirk to be on a one-year deal. He might want this to be settled, but that is not fully in his control. That might not happen. The second thing I have to wonder is if that statement is just his or if it came from up above, trying to deliver a message to Kirk and perhaps to fans that this is going to either be a long-term thing come the beginning of next season, or Kirk's not going to be here at the beginning of next season.
I have absolutely no issue with what Jay said. And if you are the head coach of a football team, why would you want your quarterback on a one-year deal? This is a guy who is an offensive mind. He's got his quarterback. He's had his quarterback now for the better his 4 years as head coach. He wants that guy there from what he's seen. Is it a glowing description for Kirk? No. Anybody who's watched Kirk knows he is very efficient. He's been really good at times. Other times, more rare, it's been like awful, like the Giants game. But if you're the head coach and you have a plan and you want to move forward, you want your quarterback in there and you want to know your quarterback's going to be there for 3-4 years. It's simple as that. It's a comfort factor. It is a plan. If you have a quarterback for 1 year, then you're going, all right, I'm installing this. I got this guy, but I have to get somebody else ready just in case. And that's never a good position to be in.
I have no doubt that Jay was trying to make a point one way or the other. But to me, I think he was trying to make the point above him. I think he's probably told Dan and Bruce that he wants Kirk for long term, and this is potentially him maybe trying to put a little pressure on the guys up front, put it out in the public eye, and let people know just how much he wants that long term situation settled or not at all.
Plus, Jay just has a tough time. Like, his predecessor had no problem lying.
Prided himself.
Telling untruths right to your face, right to your pupil, eye to eye. Jay has an issue with that. If you watch body language, you watch him on the podium, you talk to him in person, he has a very difficult time trying to soften the truth when it's sometimes a brutal truth.
Hey, here's the thing. Gruden, this isn't the first time he's said this. If you remember a few weeks ago, as the Skins season kind of fell apart and the Kirk stuff moved to the forefront, Jay said, you know, it's not all on us. We need Kirk to buy in, too. And I think if you're Gruden, you're allowed to be a little frustrated at how this has gone, because last season the Redskins tried to make an offer, and Kirk came out and said it was a legitimate offer, it was a good starting point, we decided not to do it. And Kirk said he wanted to see what the offense looked like without Sean McVay. Yo, it's Jay Gruden's offense, dude. And I respect, I like Sean McVay, he was a huge part of things, but Jay Gruden can run that offense too. Tandler, we either texted or slacked about this. Don't you think there's been a few maybe slights thrown from Kirk towards Jay?
Yeah, definitely. The one you mentioned, you know, I think in the on Friday he kind of, you know, did he own 7-9 really? No, you know, it's hard to do that.
But no, he did not own 7-9.
And I think there are a lot of quarterbacks out there that wouldn't try to distance themselves from the record. You know, I understand what Kirk is saying, that 7-9 is not on him. This team was ravaged by injuries. This team was probably a little undermanned offensively going into the year, knowing what we know about Terrell Pryor now. But there are a lot of quarterbacks out there that would say, like Russ Wilson and the Seahawks missed the playoffs. I haven't heard anything Russ has said, but I bet he's saying, I got to be better next year. We got to get back into the playoffs.
Russ Wilson also isn't negotiating a $100 million contract right
sure.
now.
Sure, and that's a good qualification.
Okay, but let me ask this real quick. If Jay wants all or nothing, he wants multi-year deal or nothing, what is the overwhelming likelihood of which choice it ends up being?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So is he essentially saying, okay, let's get this guy out of here?
That's
the practical effect of it, right?
Sure. I don't think he's going all or nothing. I think he's just saying, he's just putting it on record. I'm tired of this. And as Mitch said, I think he's alluding and making sure that everybody knows where he stands. That if you want to keep going down this road, this is not going to be the ultimate path to success. So are you listening, Bruce and Dan?
I think my bigger point was that everyone aligns Jay with Bruce and Dan versus Kirk.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not necessarily there. It's Kirk, Jay, and then Bruce and Dan. You have kind of three parties that are all trying to get what they want and what's best for them and the team overall as well. But I mean, you have three different kind of groups.
I don't know that Jay is pushing for an all or nothing kind of resolution, but I think Jay is frustrated that his quarterback, when you use words like buy in, you're saying believe in me on some level. And maybe Jay is wondering if Kirk is buying into Jay Gruden as his head coach.
Yeah.
All right. Let's give the kid a chance, Pete.
Wow. We don't want to give Pete a chance.
He had no idea what we're talking about.
Am I even turned on?
Yeah.
Yes, you idiot.
You know what he looked like? He looked like that pitching coach who comes out to the mound and goes, "You got something?" And he just went,
I can't believe that.
That was as deer in headlights of a look as you get.
We just set Pete up, and you weren't paying attention at all.
He was in another one.
Well, I edited Tandler's story. No. Spaced out.
Yeah, you spaced out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah. Nice job. Well done, Pete.
All right.
Thanks for the contribution.
Let's mute him again.
Yeah. Back to mute for Pete.
Nice
job tossing to the sound, though. We appreciate that. Yeah. Way to roll that.
Pete, you're my guy, man. That was a tough one right there.
Was that a turd burger?
So we went
egg turd.
Yeah. Pete
I know
delivered
that one.
An egg that turd. Was a big egg turd.
Pete delivered an egg turd.
Wow.
Guess
I won't have lunch.
Tandler,
now.
I have another question. Why didn't you and I get beers when we were at Jam and Java?
Good question.
Furthermore, do you think we could have expensed those? I mean, like, oh, we were at the event.
If our bosses are not listening, yes. Otherwise,
I thought it was a coffee place.
They had beer, man. They had like a.
They had a full bar.
Yeah, it's like a concert hall.
It's like a comedy club.
Okay.
Small venue. Like small
front,
venue.
Up front, it's a Starbucks. Then you go through a door, and it's a concert hall.
Well, there was some comedy there that day.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Let's ride together.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Fairfax Toyota. Let's ride together.
We debated this on 100, and now that we've had a little time to think about it, I guess.
Nice.
Do you think we learned anything new at Kirkapalooza, Mitch?
God forbid you could think of anything while you're doing Redskins 100, but go ahead.
I thought so. Taylor taking shots? I don't really understand what the hell he just said.
I did. God forbid you should think of anything before going on Redskins 100, but it's okay. It's just a TV show.
I'm just happy that Taylor's not coughing out there.
Yeah, he hasn't coughed yet, so we'll take that as a win. Yeah. Mitch, do you think we learned anything new at Kirkapalooza on Friday?
Absolutely.
What?
I think as we talked about a little bit afterwards, I think the news that he has twice now declined to negotiate with the Redskins is big, big news. I think that the biggest thing that media, fans, pundits, everyone's been talking about is that the Redskins screwed this up by not negotiating in 2015, and you know the whole reason that we're in this mess and franchise tag and transition tag and all that is that the team has screwed it up, and quite frankly, they still own a piece of the pie for the fault. But to me, it's much, 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 much smaller now after hearing Kirk talk about that they at least discussed contracts in that 2015 season.
I agree. B. Mitch didn't agree, but
that's because B. Mitch thinks that he heard at least something about that.
Sure,
you know, and he may have because he works in that building, and certain guys will speak on that.
But here's the Redskins blew it. Capital B, capital I, blew it in 2016.
Capital I?
It. Blew it.
Oh, okay.
It's initials now.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
All right. Yeah,
in 2016, when they basically offered the same lowball, by 2016, it became a lowball offer. In late in the year in 2015, 12.5 per year kind of made sense. But to bring out the same offer in 2016 is when they really shot themselves in the foot.
But is that 12.5 offer equivalent to the offer that they put up as just the starting jumping block? This is where we want to go off.
Not when you know the franchise is coming to 20. Okay. To me.
Okay. Well, right. So they didn't want Kirk necessarily to accept that offer. They wanted to franchise tag him. And Kirk said he understood this and it made sense because he had that, you know, 9-game stretch. Even all those games in those 9 games were not real good at the end of 2015. They wanted to see if they had more. A lot of people now that are ripping the Redskins for botching this were very much on board with the idea, hey, this Kirk Cousins, who the heck is he, 4th-round pick, they can't give him a lot of money. Getting, you know, franchise tag, sure, that's the right thing to do. And that was the talk of the time, and now everybody has kind of turned around and changed their tune and saying that the Redskins screwed up. I'm not saying they didn't screw up somewhere along the way, but, at the time, giving the franchise tag was viewed as a prudent move.
I got to say this, and I don't know if he listens to the pod. In hindsight, Chris Russell was right. The Redskins should have used the transition tag in 2016. Bang. Put it on record.
There's no question Chris Russell listens to the podcast.
Well, okay. Well, then we'll find out.
Yeah.
You think there's zero chance he listens?
Zero chance that he doesn't listen.
Okay. All right. Well, Russell,
he keeps up on the.
If you're listening, tweet us. Let us know.
Yeah.
Appreciate that, Chris.
Okay. I want to.
No long walks.
Unless there's anything else we need to explore on Kirk/Jay, I want to talk about something else. RT, gentlemen, can we speak your piece?
Just watching the quarterback play this weekend in the playoff games. You have to appreciate Kirk for what he is, and you look at multiple spots that potentially would be nice landing spots for him if that happens.
Absolutely true. But you also have to appreciate what he isn't when you watch Drew Brees and Cam Newton.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? Like you watch that Bills-Jags game, and it was terrible. But you watch Brees and Newton in that game, and it was incredible.
If he's on that Jaguars, and we don't know, this is, might be getting too into it, but if he's on that Jaguars team, how much is that team asking him to do? Great run game, second best defense in the league, manage the game, and.
Dude,
you know what they're asking him to do? Hey, could you just throw like a 7 yard out to that guy and actually have it near him as opposed to what the hell Blake Bortles was doing?
Right. But.
Awful.
JP makes a great point looking at what Drew Brees was doing out there on Sunday.
And Cam was great.
And Cam, too.
Matt Ryan looked great.
Matt Ryan has a playoff.
The question is, backing up to the Jaguars real quick, and then I'll be done on this. If they had Kirk Cousins at $24, $27 million a year, could they afford Calais Campbell? Could they afford Jackson? Could they afford some of these other guys, these free agents that they've added on defense? So that's that. You know, you got to kind of look at the whole picture.
I think they have a lot
in,
of
in reality.
But Calais Campbell.
Calais Campbell, yes, but
huge difference maker.
They have a lot of young players who are very good on their rookie deals.
Yeah,
especially in the secondary. Yeah, I don't know their cap situation.
Yannick Ngakoue, a terp.
Yeah,
let's real quick though.
Be a terp.
Listen to these lines. Tyrod Taylor, who I tell you what, I'm now taking off my realistic option for the Redskins in 2018. Tyrod plays scared football, and I found it remarkable that he would rather throw out of bounds. You just throw the ball away, then try to make a play with his arm.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe I don't have the book on Tyrod. Maybe I haven't watched enough, but that's what I saw in that Jags game. Tyrod was 17-37 for 134 and a pick. Bortles was 12-23 for 87 yards and a touchdown.
Couldn't hit water from a boat.
I mean, those
he
guys
ran for 90 yards though.
Yes, he did.
Were just
dual threat.
Terrible.
Dual threat.
So and I know that the Jags owner came out and said they are not in the market. That Blake Bortles is their guy, I think he's got to say that.
If you're supporting your guys who are in the playoffs now, if he comes out and says, hey, you know, after the season, we're going to be looking for something, what kind of storyline does that give those guys?
But the other game, Cam was 24-40 for 350 and two touchdowns, and that guy dropped a touchdown.
Dropped a touchdown. A bunch of guys dropped balls that game.
Brees, 23-33, 376, two touchdowns.
Free agent, Drew Brees.
I mean,
not happening.
Those dudes are playing football at an incredibly high level.
That was wild.
Yeah.
All right. RT, anything to add there?
Nope.
I went 4-0 on picks this weekend, by the way.
That's
bang.
Great.
How about that? Against the spread. Your boy won $60 off Mike Radford. Don't tell anybody. If you're a lawyer listening, none of this ever happened.
Or the IRS.
I'm keeping my 60.
Wow.
Okay, speaking of lawyers not listening, all lawyers, put it on mute right now. We have to say congrats. Our survivor pool is over. Three people made it all the way through. D Boogie 81, Hunting Ford, and Arbors.
Damn, boys. That's impressive.
Yo, that is impressive, man.
That is.
Well done.
Well done. Well done.
Opposite of the Browns.
Dude, and what's crazy, Hunting Ford, almost, so everybody was allowed two losses in our survivor pool. His first loss came in week 17. So he was 16-0, and his loss was the Ravens that only lost because they gave up a 4th-and-20. I mean, how close is that dude to a Dolphins perfect season with Mercury and Morris?
Yo, where were you hooking us up with the picks all season?
Yeah, Hunting Ford.
Come on, Hunting Ford.
Thanks a lot, Hunting Ford.
So here's what I know. And again, if the lawyers are listening, and maybe if our bosses are listening, everybody stop listening. But one of these dudes hit me up who won, and I sent them a hat. Congratulations. Because, Tandler, are you going to let these people pick something out of your closet? Now's the time for honesty.
Never, make it happen. Make it happen. Make
I,
it happen.
I never was. I never was.
But now you should, right?
I never was going to. No. No.
But now you will?
I am. No, I will not.
So, two other guys, send me an email. I will send a hat to you, an NBC Sports Washington hat. They're pretty cool. Here's a little interesting tidbit. The guy who has emailed me already, Josh, he lives in London. So I had to get our folks on the second floor to mail a hat to London. And Alex Donahue, who does a great job, told me she had to like fill out a customs form. It got a little complicated. So if you're a lawyer, none of that ever happened.
God willing, next year we can buy him a beer in London when the Redskins play the Jaguars, week 7.
I talked to some folks in the organization about that. I think the Eagles are the leader in the clubhouse
for
that.
They haven't been over there yet.
They haven't been over there yet, and they play in Jacksonville. So we'll see, man. We'll see. Okay, that is one bit of housekeeping. So Josh already won and got his winnings. The two other guys, email me, james.finley@nbcuni.com. All right, this is our last little bit here. I don't know if I'm turning it over to Mitch or to Pete. Oh, all right.
Mitch's idea.
All right. Mitch, hit us.
Hey, guys. Check out our NBC Sports Washington Redskins Twitter account. We're going to be doing a Fan of the Year contest.
Meow, 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 meow.
Pete.
Oh, my God.
What the hell was that?
That was an air horn.
Oh, my God.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're taking our 16 fans of the week each week during the season and putting you guys up against each other. The winner will get... Lawyers, please pause. A very special prize, and please check out the matchup.
Mitch, that was the worst sell job on the prize ever, dude.
Well, you know.
Mitch, are you excited about this at all?
I'm still processing that noise.
It is
that Pete
a
made.
Way better prize than some silly little hat that's being sent.
The hat's a nice gift.
The hat is nice.
And maybe, how about this, Tandler? The Redskins Fan of the Year gets to pick something out of your closet.
Yeah, definitely.
Boom.
He said yes. No. All right, book it. No. It's a lock.
And it's done.
All right, Chick,
it's really nice of you, Tandler.
I think I heard it clear.
Yeah.
It's clear
right.
as day.
The lawyers heard that.
Yeah.
The lawyers. That makes it
Taylor,
official.
It's locked.
Do you have stuff in your closet you just don't want people to see? What's going on here?
One of these days, this bit is going to go away.
Never. That much, anybody. I'm sure of.
Anyway, each weekday leading up to the Super Bowl, we will have a matchup on our Twitter page for you guys to vote on. Winners advance. It's going to be cool.
It's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to that. I'm guessing some of the folks we've gotten to know over the year will be contestants. What's the right word here?
Yeah.
So every week during the regular season, we had a Redskins Fan of the Week, right?
Correct. Each game, we shot a bunch of fans. We put them up on our...
explain what shot means, dude.
Sorry. We videographed
video
a bunch of fans.
You videotape.
Filmed.
Filmed.
It's not film anymore, boys.
It's
definitely not shot.
It is shot. That's the word. All anyway, right. We're in the
I'm
digital age.
I'm going to trust the video journalist over here to get
from the sidelines, right. I would find some of the most enthusiastic fans each week. We would mash them up and put them together on our Twitter page. Have you guys retweet or favorite based on which you like best. In Redskins OT, we would then crown the winner. We have those winners picked out. We'll have you matched up in an NCAA tournament-style bracket, and hilarity will ensue.
All right. That was fun. Mitch took a while to deliver that, but it was fun. Let's
Wow.
I just said that to get the big man all riled up again. All right.
You want
to
go? Let's go.
All right. It's time to go.
Oh, God.
Mitch is banging tables. The lawyers are coming. Tandler, any final thoughts? If not, tell the folks what to do.
Subscribe. As you heard in the beginning, we're keeping rolling with this thing. So subscribe, review, and hit us up on Twitter. You know, if you got any questions you want us to address during the podcast.
Tandler, two things that you just reminded me of. We need to do a Twitter. We need to do a Q&A pod. We haven't done one of those in a long time. And then you also are super overdue for a Tandler's Got Jokes. Super overdue.
Okay.
All right.
We'll get those in the next couple of podcasts.
Okay. That's about it. Mr. Chick, you want to say goodbye to everybody?
Goodbye, everybody. Hope you have a good early 2018.
Mitch just wrote something down. What are you trying to say?
I'm saying we need to get all the podcast listeners together at a bar. We got to meet up.
Yeah. We're working
on that. We'll come out. We'll shake hands, take pictures. That kind of stuff.
We will do that.
I'll kiss babies.
Mitch wrote, I guess this is supposed
to say like meteor.
Bar meeting. I see like bar mitzvah written in Yiddish. I don't even know what that is.
Ban meteor.
What is all this mishigas?
But yes, we are going to do a Redskins Talk podcast party. It's coming. There'll be information on that. Folks, thank you very much for listening. As always, if you made it this far, Chick Hernandez owes you a beer.
Mazel.
Me.
I owe you a beer.
What Makes You Smile is brought to you by Dominion National. For anyone that needs dental and vision benefits, I have a one-stop shop for you. TeethKeeperSave.com. TeethKeeperSave.com offers dental and vision benefits for everyone with plans starting under $7 a month. Don't have benefits through your employer? Are you self-employed and need dental and vision benefits? TeethKeeperSave.com has various plans for individuals to choose from. Visit TeethKeeperSave.com today and enroll in minutes.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Chantilly Kia. Let's ride together.